The hunt is on to find the person responsible for a COVID-19 privacy breach, with the government promising to leave no stone unturned. The investigation into the leak of highly sensitive and personal information of people who've tested positive was called at the weekend by an angry State Services Minister and new Health Minister, Chris Hipkins. The terms of reference could be set as early as this afternoon, with senior officials meeting to decide where to from here. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
Much of the news in past weeks has been dominated by the government's handling of the border regime, with thousands of New Zealanders still arriving home. It's been under pressure over the rigour of the 14 days isolation system most people arriving here have to undergo. But the stakes just got higher, with RNZ and two other media outlets reporting they've seen the personal and quarantining details of 18 of New Zealand's active cases as of late last week. The Minister, Chris Hipkins, says the State Services Commission has started work with the relevant agencies
to identify what their record-keeping practices are, who has access to the information, how it came to be in the public domain. I want them to do that very thoroughly. I don't want to leave any stone unturned in that.
Several agencies could be under scrutiny. Health, the All of Government Group, a unit within the Prime Minister's department, but also the hotels and other managed isolation and quarantine facilities. Data about those in quarantine is held in a number of different places, but the nature of some of the information leaked may help narrow down the search. The communications of potentially everyone involved could be trawled through as part of the inquiry. If found to be a malicious and deliberate leak, criminal charges could result.
If there are remedies available to us to pursue somebody who has done, if somebody has done this maliciously, then we will certainly be exploring those. This is not the sort of thing that I am willing to let go. I think that this is a major breach of trust and confidence, and it should be rigorously pursued.
National's Todd Muller says this speaks to the government's general incompetence.
Is it a deliberate leak or is it accidental? It doesn't really matter at a level. What points to is the fact it's loose, it's shabby, and it's just a reminder that these guys can't manage important things well.
The investigation is looking closely at how information is stored, shared and accessed, and may involve forensic analysis of IT systems. Chris Hipkins has this message for those whose details were leaked.
On behalf of the whole government, I can apologise to those people. This is not acceptable. No government should tolerate this kind of behaviour, and we won't.
The Privacy Commissioner, John Edwards, says it's a serious breach.
It's very sensitive information that you would expect not to be in circulation, but as yet we don't know the extent of it, whether that's been simply lost or whether it's been maliciously leaked or whether there's been some security breach.
Particularly as the leak relates to COVID-19.
We have seen some public vilification. There is some stigma attached to the illness, wrongly, but in some quarters. So, you know, there could be adverse effects for people in their communities.
Someone independent will be chosen to lead the inquiry. That decision will have to be made in the coming days. This investigation will be carried out as a matter of urgency, with the aim to have it done and dusted in weeks rather than months. Ministers will not only want to know exactly what happened, but will want a resolution before the election campaign. From Parliament for Morning Report, Jane Patterson.